Brothers and sisters, our scripture readings today provide us with an account of two accounts of widows. Now, widows in scripture are much different from widows in our American society. You see, in scripture, widows were amongst the poorest of the poor. Remember that in biblical times, women were dependent upon their husbands for income. And there was no social security or death benefits offered to widows. There was also no government assistance offered to widows. So a widow, especially if she had no children, would have essentially become a beggar. Now, with that in mind, let's delve into these readings that we just heard. In the first reading, we heard of the widow of Zarephath, and she and her son are down to their last resources, a handful of flour and a little oil. Her situation is desperately hopeless. And it's at precisely this moment that the prophet Elijah enters into her life. Now, friends, there's an important biblical theme on display here. Namely, that God comes into our lives at precisely this moment, at the time when we're most vulnerable and helpless. And this isn't due to a limitation on God's part, mind you. Rather, it's due more to our own human nature. When things are going well, we tend to easily forget our need for God. We forget that we're totally dependent upon God for everything. And consequently, we easily forget to invite God into our lives to be our caretaker. But when we find ourselves in situations where we've hit rock bottom, so to speak, that's the moment when God enters into our lives, that moment when we realize we're not self-sufficient, that moment when we realize that we're in need of others, and most importantly, we are in need of God. It's that moment when we become ready to permit God to begin to work in our lives. You know, people who are familiar with Alcoholics Anonymous or any other 12-step recovery program speak about the need for somebody to bottom out before they can truly begin to recover. That's the moment we're talking about, that moment of bottoming out. That's where this widow of Zarephath happens to be. She's bottomed out, so to speak. She has no hope. And it's at this moment that the prophet Elijah comes to her. And this is, of course, God coming into her life. And notice, though, that when the prophet Elijah comes, he does something rather strange given this situation. He says to her, "Give me something to eat." Friends, this is biblical humor. Give him something to eat? This widow has nothing. This would be akin to one of us going out on the street and seeing somebody holding a sign that says, "We'll work for food," and going up to that person and said, "Hey, give me some money to get something to eat." You know, it just makes no sense. All sensibility says that it's not Elijah, but it's this widow who needs to be given something. She's the one in poverty. She's the one who's about to die. And herein lies the paradox. See, it's precisely in these desperate moments when we've bottomed out that we need to be people who give and not people who receive. Because it's through giving that we are able to receive. Friends, let me explain it this way. When we bottom out, we become aware that we're not self-sufficient. We become acutely alert to the fact that we need God for absolutely everything. And God, of course, is defined by his self-giving. So when we're connected to God, who is infinite in his self-giving, well, then what happens is that we can give and give, and we will never run out. The jar of flour will not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry. When we look at our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus praise the widow who gave only a few cents to the collection. And he did so precisely because she gave out of her need. She gave out of her connectedness to God. She gave from her necessity, from her own neediness. And in giving from her own needs, she's giving essentially from her own livelihood. So she's giving her very self. And because she gave from that deep, intimate space and not merely from some superficial excess, Jesus said, she is the one who gave more. And she's the one who walks away justified. Friends, here's the point. When we're truly connected to God, then we, like God, are prompted to give everything that we have. When we're connected to God, we soon learn that God is not in competition with us over some limited amount of resources, but rather that God is the source of infinite goodness and the source of infinite resources, which means that we can give and give and give without any fear that we will run dry. You see, it's only when we cling to things that are substitutes for God that the well starts to run dry. When we cling to things such as money and power and beauty and honor, well, when we cling to those things, well, then the flower goes empty and the oil runs dry. You know, after I graduated from the University of Notre Dame, by the way, go Irish, I worked for a Fortune 500 company in Chicago. And I had a nice apartment and a new car. I made a good salary, and in fact, I received 3 raises in my first year alone. By all means, I seemed to be doing pretty well for myself, except that I felt empty. And I know that there are many people who would have loved to have been in my situation, but I wasn't one of them. I was miserable, and I knew that something in my life needed to change. And finally, I bottomed out, and I made that change. I moved out of my apartment, I sold my car, I quit my good-paying job, and I moved to New York City to serve as a full-time volunteer in a soup kitchen. No salary, just a $300 stipend every month to cover food and other expenses. And I ended up living in a convent with 5 other volunteers. And here's the paradox. I was far more fulfilled in that living in the projects of New York City on $300 a month than I ever was living in suburban Chicago chasing the American dream. When I lived in Chicago, I was hoarding and clinging to things that were not God. And so I became miserable. I received many things, certainly, but the more I received, the emptier it left me feeling. But when I made that move to Brooklyn and I started working in the soup kitchen, I had nothing to hoard. All I could do was to give. And the only thing I could give was myself. And in giving myself, I soon realized that I didn't run dry. I didn't run out of ways to give. And that I was actually becoming more and more fulfilled. The more I gave of myself, the more I was filled. Friends, we need to be a charitable people. Last week, I mentioned to you that the word charity is rooted in the Latin word caritas, the word used to describe God's self-giving love. When we're firmly rooted in God's self-giving love, we recognize that God's love is infinite. And this is liberating because it frees us from the false notions that we need to hoard. And instead, it permits us to give of ourselves generously to others. And when we generously give ourselves to others, what we end up doing is we end up emptying out all the clutter in our life, and we allow God to fill that space with His grace. Or put another way, the more we give of ourselves, the more connected we become with God, who is self-giving. As we enter further and further into the depths of God's life, we discover that we're becoming not empty and drained, but that we're being filled to a greater extent, so that now there's even more for us to give. We discover that the jar of flour does not go empty, and that the jug of oil does not run dry. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who give freely of themselves.